morning, Lee.
And what a month of September it was for charts. The festival wrapped up last weekend.
Yes, another successful Circular Head Arts Festival, or Culture Heritage Arts Festival, was wrapped up. Plenty of things to do for our locals down here, and it wrapped up with Light Up the Lane, which is a great event, lighting up the Avenue of Learning down here. And it really is just a great thing that we can celebrate in our Circular Head community, culture and heritage that we see so much here down in Smithton.
And a big congratulations goes out to all the coordinators, because without that and sponsors, we don't get great events so people can get out and about and take a bit of a look.
They certainly do a great job.
Now tell us a little bit about the Wynyard Pulse.
So the Wynyard Pulse is a new monthly newspaper that's coming to, as the name might suggest, Wynyard and around that area, because obviously Circular Head, we cover Circular Head, but owner Bob Yates, he's recognised that there might be a gap there, and he wants to cover that area. And so Jemima Bourne will be there running that paper, and she does a great job so far, and so we're excited for that to come out and get on board with that. So if there's anything going on in Wynyard at all, make sure you contact her at the Wynyard Pulse.
So pretty much Circular Head Chronicle is expanding into the Wynyard area. So the Wynyard Pulse, yeah, looking at the town of Wynyard, plus also rural surrounds, Rocky Cape right through to Somerset. So pretty much getting it all covered around those areas. So good job goes out to you guys. And a big congratulations goes out to a local who's been selected to represent Australia in this year's under-15s FIBA Oceanic Championships.
Yeah, so Nash Walker, I think we've talked about him before, but he's a young gun in the local basketball scene. He's been selected to represent Australia under-15s FIBA Oceania Championship, and that's going to be held in Guam in November. And so we're excited to see what he can do there, and big congratulations to him on his selection, and we wish him the best of luck.
Wow, that just goes to show you, punching above our weight once again, aren't we?
Exactly right.
Still in sport, three-time Bulldog medalist Sam Douglas has signed up with Circular Head Saints for next year in the NWFL.
We're really excited what he can bring to the table. Obviously, Saints last season, the seniors, we weren't quite the success that we would have wanted, but we're still proud of our efforts on the field, and we're looking to expand our skills and into the second sophomore season of our return, and I think he will really help us do that.
First season back was always going to be a challenging one, but it's great for the youth of the team, where they can build on and learn from, and looking forward to a pre-season, no doubt, and the upcoming 2023 NWFL season for Sam and everyone at the Circular Head Saints. We can read about those stories and a lot more in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle. Jotham, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
Thank you, mate.